Hello, welcome to the Amateur Tarot On Demand Digital Radio Show, the only podcast where two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your burning questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
And that host, that co-host with the most that's giving you your spiritual alignment, your legal alignment, maybe a spiritual alignment, but okay. Your legal alignment for sure, was Seth Schroeder.
Yeah, and that host introducing me was Brian Dooley.
That's right.
He's also good at various alignments.
Tires and spines. That's yes. What I do.
Yeah, that's... Welcome to Alignment Podcast. What do you need straightened?
We'll get you straight.
Yeah.
Wait. Nope.
Nope. I am very not straight. Just a heads up, I guess, if that ever comes up.
And you can be however you want to be.
Yeah.
We are not going to try to straighten you out.
No.
Welcome to the Out of Alignment Podcast, where we do not insist that you are straight.
I think that is the only type of podcast I could engage in. Yeah.
Well, on the show, besides all that we just talked about, we read tarot cards.
We do. There are a lot of different types of tarot spreads. Some of them are real complex. We won't be diving into any of those this week. Instead, we'll be doing a three-card spread where, in order of the cards, they cover a recent past, current actions, and the future.
100% money back, spiritual gold guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only.
Outcome. We'll also have a card of the week afterward, and that's for everyone whose questions didn't get picked this week, but still can provide some guidance on your life and the things within it, and maybe some alignments.
Well put.
Yeah.
Should we go ahead and jump right into Queerance Corner?
Why not?
All right. Here we are in Queerance Corner.
So great this time of year.
What a fun journey.
Uh-huh.
And our question this week comes from Fox. And I know one person in St. Louis named Fox.
Mm-hmm.
And that person did the logo for our show.
Oh, that's great.
I'm fairly certain that... Well, I'm not going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's the same person.
Yeah.
But this is someone named Fox from St. Louis, which is pretty awesome.
Sure. I do know I have met another Fox.
Yeah?
I did not know them in St. Louis, but they also did illustrations of things.
Interesting.
So could all be... What if there's just the one person named Fox ever? Probably not.
I would say probably... A good 5% of our listeners are named Fox.
Oh, okay.
Which takes our... Now we have something like 45% Sarahs,
mm-hmm.
and 45% Stevens. That's not exact, but it's close.
Yeah.
Then 5% Foxes.
Uh-huh.
And then 5% everyone else.
Okay. It's good to get those demographics.
So Fox says... How should I figure out what to pursue in terms of career/work? Parentheses. I'm running out of projects simultaneously, which I love and think may be a part of just how my... Let me go back. I'm running a lot of projects simultaneously, which I love and think may be a part of just how my life is. But where should I focus? In parentheses. So that's a solid question.
Yeah.
Sounds like what I'm going to be hoping for in this is a lot of wands.
Yeah.
I like to see a lot of wands when we're talking about pursuing passions.
Mm-hmm.
But possibly we're going to see some pentacles,
mm-hmm.
to focus more on money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Possibly some swords or cups to focus on intellect or emotions.
Yeah.
Maybe some major arcana.
Right.
Who knows?
Those are all the options that the tarot card has to offer. So
yeah, I'm just putting them out there.
They're all on the table.
Not yet, but they will be.
They will be when we flip them over.
Three of them.
Yeah.
So, should we go ahead and start flipping?
Let's do it.
All right, Fox.
Mm-hmm.
This week... Oh, well, we can't start flipping yet because we got to talk about the deck.
Of course. Don't want to skip through that part.
And this week we are using the deck of the Bastard.
Interesting.
It's a deck that I got from Etsy or Kickstarter. I'm not 100% sure. I don't remember. But Seth, why don't you talk about it a little bit?
Sure. So it looks like it has a lot of, a medieval imagery, like what you'd expect to maybe find in like a historic medieval text.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, it does have a very similar look and feel to kind of the classic Rider-Waite deck, even though I can tell these illustrations are different. It's definitely related or inspired by some of those illustrations. And so I like the artwork. It's got this, you know, it's got a classic feel to it, but it's just different enough that I think it might inspire some differences in readings, which is great. One of the things I don't like about this deck, handling it so far, is that the cards are very slick, which will probably be worn away with over time, but I am imagining just handling these cards and maybe long-term, and find that, you know, with a slick deck of cards, you're maybe a little bit more accident-prone.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. The deck feel of this, the linen feel of it, mm-hmm. is one of my favorite parts of this deck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not the one that's qualified to rate decks. It's you.
Of course.
So,
yeah.
What would you give the deck of the Bastard? Mm. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to beep that out or not.
Oh, okay. Well, regardless, I would say, I think I would give it maybe a 4, in that I don't find it ideal for me, but I do like the artwork a lot.
Right on. 4 stars. All right. Let's circle back to Fox's question. How should I figure out what to pursue in terms of career / work? All right.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
Flip.
Okay.
The 6 of Wands.
Yeah. So getting a lot of wands early on.
And the 6 of Wands has a youth, mm-hmm. or not a kid, but like not an old person.
Maybe like a teen or a young adult.
Yeah. Riding into a town or a village, and they have a wand, mm-hmm. like I predicted, mm-hmm. a wand with a laurel wreath hung on it, mm-hmm. and a bunch of other people with wands in the background celebrating their arrival.
Yeah. So it definitely seems to be covering an element of recognition, which is also written on the card.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd imagine this would be recognition of your passion in something.
Yeah, recognition of your accomplishments in what you do.
Yeah.
Which, let's just assume that what you do is illustration, yeah?
Right. We could assume that.
Maybe not. Maybe. I feel like it's art. I feel like it's some sort of art. Maybe a tattoo artist.
Okay. Tattoo artist.
All right.
Yeah. And so maybe in the past, you've gotten a lot of recognition for the tattoos you've been working on. But, you know, I know you said you had a lot of projects that you work on as well, and maybe that's what's providing some of this confusion, is that you've been recognized in some other areas, but not...
What other areas? There's at least 2 other areas. What are they?
I'm going to say baking.
Baking? Yeah.
And maybe...
Rapping.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a tattoo artist / rapper... / baker.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Right. And likely talented in all of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And while there's some overlap in some of that in terms of the creative process, you know, it doesn't seem like you could work on one without taking time away from the others.
Yeah.
So this recognition that you've received is maybe confusing in that it just really just seems to open up more options for you.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's see what the present holds, the current action.
Flip.
Oh, this is Seth's favorite card, the Magician. Oh, yes,
it is. Yeah, my favorite card.
You want to describe it?
Mm-hmm. So this image has got what looks like an older man.
Wait, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I assume your favorite card is the Magician,
mm-hmm.
Based on a conversation we had like 1.5 years ago.
Right.
I don't know if that holds true or not.
No, it still does.
Okay.
And longtime viewers will know from past episodes that it is my favorite card. They'll
Wonderful.
Go back and listen to them.
Yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, so this particular instance of the Magician is an older man wearing a red cloak with a green hat. And it looks like he's working on some kind of magician's table, maybe like a spell-casting station of some kind. And he's holding a wand, and I think he almost has like a tiny figurine.
Yeah, it looks like he has an action figure of like a Crimson Guard.
Or maybe of himself, because it's also
crimson. Oh, nice.
It matches the tone of his crimson cape. So that's interesting.
It makes me think of the movie Clash of the Titans, the original one,
mm-hmm.
where they had the little figures of the the people where the gods played with the little figures.
Right, right. So in this case, it does kind of evoke that sense of this skillful person taking control over a situation, or maybe reducing a problem into smaller parts so you get a better handle for strategizing.
Mm, nice.
Mm-hmm. So how does this relate to Fox's question?
Well, I mean, Fox is the magician in this. Mm-hmm, Fox yeah. has all the tools to successfully do their tattoo work, to successfully be a rapper, and to successfully bake all the baking things.
Right. Yeah.
That was a horrible answer.
Well, I think it shows they've got all the tools to accomplish this. And maybe it's a matter of taking control of the self, of making this decision for yourself, or perhaps, you know, like we were saying, where it's reducing a problem. Maybe it is an act here where you're trying to find a way to reduce, to singularize your focus.
Mm. So that's what we're looking at, is let's follow that path. And okay. let's say that, we're trying to condense what you do into, or yeah, to pare down what you do into maybe just two things instead of three things, or maybe just one thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and look at the future.
Yeah, let's see what the future holds.
Flip.
Two of Cups.
All right.
The Two of Cups is about making a choice.
Yeah.
Making a choice between the head and the heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it can also deal with maybe a partnership as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the benefits of joining energies. And I think in this case, it actually does speak to the issue you're dealing with a lot, where making a decision like this of where to focus might feel like a compromise, but you also get the benefit of all of the energy you're using to split amongst all these projects. You can refocus into one point, or, you know, however many points. You'll have more energy to give what's left behind.
So circling back around to tell a story, we've got you, Fox, riding into town with your laurels. You've gotten a lot of recognition for your work in all your different fields, and you're kind of riding high on that.
Yeah.
Coming into the present, where you have all the tools you need, but it's time to use those tools effectively and to focus on one thing, which is the heart of your question. What should you do? How should you figure out what to pare down with?
Mm-hmm.
And then that takes us to the Two of Cups, where
you can make a decision of kind of what to focus on and refocus your energies from these other projects into a more specific instance, which is just going to give you more space, more time, more of yourself to put into this project.
And we still don't know whether that project is the tattooing or the rapping or the baking. And so I don't know that we can give you direct advice on which one to continue on with, but let's see what's underlying this question. And so if you want to just flip the deck over and see the bottom card, and that's the Eight of Coins.
Yeah. Which right? Here we see what looks like a workman chiseling away at a gold coin. There's other gold coins around him, but there's one he's working on. Looks like he's carving a face into it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a card dealing with maybe hard work, maybe working with your hands. And maybe that is the guide here, is to maybe focus on something that is more of a physical sensation. So between the three that we've covered, the tattoo artistry, wrapping and baking, maybe it means focusing more on like the tattooing, or maybe the baking, something where you're working with your hands more that can bring you that satisfaction.
Or maybe you are very performative in your wrapping, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
So we're still not putting our stamp down and saying, do this thing.
Right.
But you know which of those things is the best. And I think also with the Eight of Coins comes this idea of perfectionism, of practicing until you get something just right. And so maybe it's something that you've been leaning into already a little bit. Maybe you already know the answer to this question. You're just afraid to pull the trigger. So it's something that is physical, and it's something that you have already been working towards perfection in. That's the thing that you should focus on. And yeah, I think that's where we're at.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, thanks, Fox. Thanks for your question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I hope that helped. Let's jump out of Queerance Corner.
Okay.
All right. Thank you again to Fox.
Mm-hmm.
That takes us to our card of the week.
All right.
And our card of the week comes from the Neon Moon Tarot. And the Neon Moon is something I just received from Kickstarter. And so I'm excited to see this.
Yeah, that's a fascinating name for a deck. I am very excited as well.
Yeah, I have not even looked through it all the way.
Well, it looks like a lot of this artwork is very, in some ways, minimalistic. There's only a couple of colors being used. There is like a neon pink, which makes sense. Kind of a cyan blue, and then more of a neutral purple. So with me and all of my not straight wisdom, I would definitely think of this as like the deck of bisexual lighting. Which is a thing. Go look it up or go watch a Janelle Monáe music video. Especially, she's just so great. That's just my pitch. You should go watch and listen to Janelle Monáe. Anyway, so it is. It's very
well. Let's explore that. What's awesome about Janelle Monáe?
Janelle Monáe is great because she has a lot of intersectional identities going on as a Black female queer rapper, hip hop artist, pop singer. Person, and she's not afraid to explore any of those elements. She's also not afraid to add like a lot of science fiction to her music or to the videos she creates around them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and I think she's very much interested in creating this movement of people where people who feel like outcasts can just revel in the glory of who they are.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So coming from none of those backgrounds myself, yeah. It's nice to hear about other points of view and to see that happening and to learn about it, because I'm completely unfamiliar.
Well, I would then recommend you should check out her latest album that came out not that long ago. It's called Dirty Computer, and it has, I think, like a 50-minute emotion video attached to it. That's her word for it. It's got a lot of the music in it. And that will kind of give you an idea of where she's coming from, I think. And yeah, just you'll be able to see some of that representation.
Cool. Well, thanks for that. Janelle Monáe.
No problem.
Dirty Computer. Check it out.
Yeah. All right.
This has been Music Review Pod.
Yeah. What is tarot? I don't know, because we review music.
Amateur music review. I've never heard it.
Yeah, but we're going to review it anyway.
So, what else do you have to say about the deck besides the lighting?
Well, I think the illustrations are really cool looking. Kind of reminds me of maybe more of like a webcomic as well. Like, I'd be very interested to read stories set in the world that is in this card. Or is in this deck. It looks like the suits are maybe different. I'm seeing things like arms, vials, wires, zent, maybe. So I'm not totally sure what those are connected to with other outside decks. And then it looks like they have like the regular names for the various arcana.
Yeah, so the Neon Moon... I'm just going to read from the little white book before we flip over a card, because you mentioned wanting to get into the world.
Mm-hmm.
So the author says, there's a bunch here, so I may skim over it, but the neon moon setting is my original take on a cyberpunk world. You'll see the usual themes of high-tech lowlife, AI, cyborgs, corporations run amok, and more. For my version of the world, there's a divisive plate separating the rich and the powerful from the masses underneath. The suit names have changed, along with the court cards, to better reflect the cyberpunk interpretation of the deck. They are as follows. Swords are arms, wands are wires, cups are vials, and pentacles are zent. I'm guessing that's like the money of that world.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then instead of page, knight, queen, king, we have apprentice, agent, supervisor, and executive. And then the author goes on to describe more lore of the world. And there's also a game you can play with these cards.
Well, that's cool. I wouldn't mind giving that a try sometime.
Yeah. So what would you rate this deck?
Well, I'm definitely interested in knowing more, which is a great quality for a deck to have. And I do really enjoy the artwork. I think it's you know, far less traditional than what we've seen, but I feel like it's a really interesting take on the tarot lore. And it's, you know, it's interesting to take tarot cards, which is this very old world mystical element, and merge it with this sort of cyberpunk universe. So anyway, I'm going to give it a 5.
Nice.
It's really cool.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And then let's go ahead and find out what our card of the week is.
Okay. Flip. All right. Looks like it is an Zent Agent. So I'm going to take a stab after what you had just said and think that is maybe in correlation to the Rider Waite, maybe the Knight of Pentacles.
And you want to describe what's going on the card?
Yeah, so it's mostly got pink lighting going on, and there's a man, looks like he's sitting around a lot of different computer monitors, and he looks like he has some cybernetics installed, and he's got almost like a screen set up in front of his eye, like a monocle, and then he's looking through that at a cell phone. So there's just a lot of screens going on.
His parents said, yes, more screen time.
Yes, more screen time. So it almost looks like he is like an intense monitor of all this information going on.
All right. The keywords for the Agent of Zent are determination, efficiency, routine, and work.
Yeah, I can definitely see that in this card. Looks like he's in a really intense workstation.
Yeah, another analog here for the Knight of Coins or the Agent of Zent would be the Eight of Pentacles. Mm-hmm. And that's like a pursuit of perfectionism.
Okay.
And so I say, for all of our lols out there, your mission this week is to pursue perfection in whatever it is that you're passionate about. Or actually pursue perfection in whatever it is that is putting bread on your table.
Yeah, right. I think this is more about sustaining yourself physically.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever it is that you do to accomplish that, try and be the best at it, or the best version of yourself that you can be.
Yeah. I think that's a good card of the week.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that takes us to the end of the show, Seth.
Yeah.
We're all done. There's nothing else to say, right?
Well, other than maybe thanking Fox for his wonderful question.
Yeah, thanks, Fox.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to say thanks to the lols out there.
Mm-hmm.
We would not have a reason to do this without you.
Yeah, thank you to your ears for taking in our voices.
Yeah. And then let's just have a moment of silence for any lols that we lost over the past week. That's good. Mm-hmm. You can find us at amateurtarot.com, and you can send us your questions there. Mm-hmm. And we would love to have them. We'd love to answer any of your life advice questions.
And you can email us at amateurtarotreading@gmail.com. So again, send us your questions, or maybe just your, you know, thoughts.
Yeah.
Feelings.
Dreams.
Your reviews of Janelle Monáe's Dirty Computer.
Yes, definitely get in touch with us about that.
Absolutely.
Maybe we'll have a discussion about that in the Facebook group, which I'll talk about in a second. You can write... Nope. What?
Who?
I'm so confused this morning.
Yeah.
You can call us at 314-325-6047. You can also text us at 314-325-6047. Acute listeners will notice that I use the same number both times. You're not wrong.
Yeah. It does both.
If you call in the next 10 minutes of within the next 10 minutes of us recording this, I will give you the title cards for the Dali deck, the Starry Night deck, and the Golden Universal Tarot. I'll just hand those right over to you. You can get in touch with us on Twitter at Tarot Amateur.
Right. And you can reach Brian on Twitter at Zen Iron Man.
You can get in touch with Seth on Instagram at Seth Schroeder Photo.
Yeah.
You could, if you wanted to, you could go to imakingallthisup.com where someone...
Probably named Ben. I'm guessing.
Writes about creativity and how you can apply creativity to your real life. And then if you're so inclined, you could write us a review. But how are they ever going to remember to write us a review, Seth?
Well, I would recommend constructing a mind palace. Yeah.
Go on.
This week, I recommend making your mind palace based off of Janelle Monáe's Make Me Feel music video, which is a nightclub just filled with all of the world's sexiest people.
Oh, so it's Black Panther.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. Yeah. So,
spoiler alert, if you haven't seen Black Panther yet, you want to. It is sex on legs.
Oh, man. It's so good. Go watch it. It deserves all the money it's made.
I mean, it came out in February, so you've probably seen it.
Right.
But when I think of just a room full of attractive people, I think of the Black Panther movie.
I feel like you're not off from what this Janelle Monáe music video has to offer for you.
Excellent.
So construct this in your mind. Just imagine, again, a place with dancing and fun and just the sexiest people wearing really creative fashion choices. And after you think of that, write a review for Amateur Tarot on iTunes.
Perfect.
Yes.
Excellent. And our featured review is something that you could be if you decide to do it. Our featured review comes from Rixus47. And Rixus47 says, Superfan, 5 stars. While I know the hosts don't wield actual mystical powers, the reading they gave me came at a particularly difficult time in my life and gave me an excellent dose of perspective. It's clear they've got a skillful ability to interpret the cards, which is a lot of fun to listen to.
Man, that person left such a great review. They're really excellent reviewers.
Yeah, and we're happy to have reviewers like Rixus. What's that take us to? Oh, the Facebook group.
Oh, great.
So we have a Facebook page, a Facebook fan page, where you can see the card of the day that we also put up on Twitter and Instagram and see like show announcements and stuff. But if you really want to get in touch with us, you can contact us through the Facebook group, become a part of that group, and we share like pictures of behind the scenes, we share just little things about our lives, and we talk about the show in a way where you can help shape what the show becomes based on what you're interested in and what we've done right or wrong up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of the things we are going to be doing right is our upcoming live show.
Yeah, we have a live show on July 12th.
It'll be at the Monocle in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's in the Grove for those of you who are STL natives. It's right at the beginning of the Grove, the Monocle. And it's a great venue, and it's going to be a super fun show, and that's July 12th.
Yeah.
And you can find that. There's a Facebook event, and you can buy tickets on Eventbrite. It's $5 ahead of time or $10 at the door. And it's going to be a night of fun. Thanks again to Fox.
Mm-hmm. Thank you to Janelle Monáe. Now that you've been featured on this show, I hope we can be featured on just anything having to do with you. That would blow my mind.
Yep. So that's what we're going for. That's the whole reason Seth brought it up.
Was yep.
Just self-serving reasons.
Oh, I don't even care. I do all kinds of self-serving things to get to do that. But seriously, her album means a lot to me.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for sharing that, Seth.
No problem.
I'll talk to you all soon. Bye.
Bye.
We do tarot. Blip, 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 blip.